sin betapuchim. You can't make chametz with apple juice. So Rashi says we're talking about lishtei halechem v'toidom, that's supposed to come from chametz, so you cannot make the dough with apple juice. Rashi says lo yehavi chametz na'ayit, it's not called good chametz. That's the brayso, so they machnitzim betapuchim. Whoever mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omru, they say that machnitzim, yes, you could use apple juice to make chametz. It makes good chametz. Rav Kana masni lo Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjin. Rabbi Kana learned this in Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjin. Rashi says means Rav Kana masni means Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjin Omru machnitzim. It wasn't Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, but rather was Chanina ben Tradjin. He was the one that says yes, that you could make chametz with apples. Samar says, no, command nozzle, who does it go like? Hod etzanan. That's how we learned a Mishnah in Trumas that said, Tapuach shariskoi. If you have an apple, that was crushed. Venosnu b'toich yisen. You put it in the middle of a dough. Vechintza. And now this apple made the dough, chametz made the dough rise. Now the case is the apple is apple of Truma. And the dough is a dough of chulin. So it says the Mishnah, reizu asura, that this dough now is also for regular Yisrael to eat it, even though it should have been bought up roiv, but since the truma was machametz, made the dough rise, it's called like a maimid, therefore it's not bottle, therefore it's also only a kain could eat it. So the question is, come on, who does this go like? The churu leima, let's say, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, it goes to Chanina ben Gamliel, that says that tapuchim are machnitzim. So therefore, since this tapuach of truma was machametz the dough, it's like a dovra maimid, therefore it's not bottle, therefore it's also for Yisrael to eat from it. But v'loy rabbanon, of course, should not go according to the rabbanon shita, because according to the rabbanon shita, since the tapuach is not mechametz, so it should be bottle. It doesn't make it. It doesn't make it rise, so it should be bottle. Someone says no. Afilu teimer rabbanon. Even if you want to say goes according to the rabbanon shita, atay nihi the chametz gomer lehevi. Sure, it doesn't become chametz gomer, but nuksha mil hevi. About this tapuach makes the dough into nuksha. Makes it like a hard type of dough. So it does some maimer, it does something, therefore it's not bottle. Rashi says, Loshin Ruach, Kleimah, Chomet, Shofle, makes it a bare type of a dough, of chomets. But I call upon him, it is a type of a chomets, therefore this tapuach is not bottle, therefore the dough is also. Omer Rabbi Ilo, Ein Lecho, Hakosha, Le Kemitza, Yosem, Minchas Chaita. Who are the hardest Kemitza to take from, is from a Minchas Chaita. In the Scharev, Rashi says like it's dry, there's no oil in it, therefore it's only flour. So it's very hard to get a complete handful of the flour, that the flour doesn't fall off. Like from the thumbs, there should fall out. So it's very hard to do it this way. Rav Yitzhak bar Avdimi Amar, Minchas Chayta Megavla B'mayim. He said, the Yitzhak to do is, put water inside it. And the Chanam is supposed to be Minchas Chayta Chareva, it's not supposed to have oil, but he holds water you're allowed to put. And still the mincha would be kosher, so now it's a little bit easier to take off the kemitza. You don't have to worry about the dough falling out, the water like keeps it together. So Mara says, what's the machlekes here? If you could use water in a mincha schayt or not, so let's say, this is the machlekes, bro kemiflagi. Misharinan. You have to be mishar the way it is right now. Misharinan. You have to measure it the way it was before. So Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that old you could add water into the mincha, the pshat is the misharinon, kemoshein, the way it is right now. So if we take a kemitza, a full handful, the way it is right now, even though it's mixed up with water, so what? You have a handful of this mincha. Umasava, Rabbi Ilov, it says, no, ein lecha koshel kemitza, you cannot add water to a mincha schoita, holds the kemoshehoyu misharinon. You have to have the kemitza in the form that it was before in flour. So you have to have a complete handful of the flour. So that you can't have here. If you need water, there'll be a little bit more, a little bit less. You're not going to have the exact measurement of flour. So who that's the machlekes? The Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat. It could be the kuli alma kemoy shehein misharinen. Everybody goes after the way it is right now. You're mishayir with the way it is right now. And therefore it's a kemit shava kemoy she, the way it is right now. If so, what's the machlekes then? Or walk in iflagi. The mass of a main chareva, when a Torah says it should be a chareva, a minchas chayta should be dry, you know what dry means? Chareva mishemen, it's enough that it's dry from oil, it can't have oil. But mayim, you could have mayim. Umasov ratayu though that Rav Yila holds charevim mikol davar. No, the Torah says charevim. Charevim means completely. It has to be minchas chaytes be chareva without anything, not shemen and not water. That's the machlekes. That Gemara says tanan hosom. Where the mishnah uksin that bos or egel, if you have meat of a kif, Rashi says lohoyu ba kibetsa. The piece of meat right now does not have the size of a beitz of an egg to makabel tuma. Now shenispach, it blew up. Means water came in and blew up the piece of meat, became bigger. That's the way the meat of a calf blows up like. Or else the opposite way. Let's say you have meat from an older animal, which was the size of a kibetzer, and now shenismayach now started to shrink, it started to become smaller. So it sounds like this. Mishtairin l'kamayshein. We go after the shear the way it is right now. That if right now it has a kibetzer, it would be mekabotoma. If right now it doesn't have the shiv, because it's not be makabel tuma. Now, Rav, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yechon, and Amri, they both say, Mishtarin k'moy shehein. Now, Amoroyim goes to explain that Mishnah, that Rav, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yechon, and Amri, they all say, Mishtarin k'moy shehein. Yes, you Mishtarin, the way it is right now. Whoever Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Rebbe, Rosh Lakish, Amri, they say, Mishtarin l'k'moy shehein. When Mishai the way it was before, that the Mishnah meant to say the way it was before. So by the Bosser Egel, since before it did not have a Shia of a Kibetza, it'll still be Torah now, even though now it has the Shia of a Kibetza. And the Bosser Azekain will be Tomei, even though now it does not have the Shia of a Kibetza. Mora says, Meister, I have a question. It says, Bosser Egel, Shlaho Yaboy Kishir. We have the meat of a calf that did not have a Shia of a kibetza. The tefach, and it blew up, the yom adakishir, and now it has the shear of a kibetza, is toy l'shavar. It was tore up until now, did not have the shear, was not makabel tuma, but now that it has a shear, now it would be makabel tuma. So what's the kasha on these shittas that learn, under a shimon, under a shimon melakit, they learn, the k'moy shein, you see here it changes, that now that it has a shear, it would be makabel tuma. So they answer midirabbanan. It's only tamei midirabbanan, but not midiraisa. The diraisa was still mishayir the way the meat was before. For the moral yochi is so aim, the safe was the safe to say. Vechein bepigul vechein benoiser. Let pigul and noiser have the same halacha. And Rashi says avmina now is dochi mashma shim noiser a pigul who flohoye by kizayis. There was no kizayis then. But the Yashav Yesh Kizayis, but now there is the Kizayis. Chayev Koros Oichli, Chayev Koros. So who you can't tell me it's a Drabon and the Kalocha? Because here it's Mashmi, Chayev Koros. So who you see with your eyes, you go after the way the meat is right now? So it's a Kashan Rosh Lakish. So where it says, Iyam or Bishleim with your eyes, I know the Yikapig of Anaisa. If you tell me with your eyes, you go after the way the meat is right now, it's a very good why there's Pigal Anaisa. Ela, but the Yam, you want to tell me Drabon and that it's only Drabon and the Kalocha, that you go boss of the tomb of right now. But really, midiraisa, the meat stays the way it was before. If so, pigul v'noisa, midirabonim, yika, is there any pigul midirabonim? What kind of pigul is midirabonim? Of course, pigul is a chief chorus midiraisa. What does it mean to say, v'chein the pigul, if it's only dirabonim de kalocha? So Mora says, aim is still like this. What it meant to say is, v'chein betumas pigul, v'chein betumas noisa. Yes, here's a tumma midirabonim. The meat that has a psul pigul on it, midirabonin has a din tumor also. That tumor is midirabonin. If so, that's the chiddush that since right now it has the shear of a kibetzum, so it may well be makabel tumor. Because otherwise, salka daratachemin, I would have thought to say, hoya butumas pig, butumas nice midirabonin, since there's din that pig la nice becomes tummy, it's only yosim, it's only din rabbonin, so maybe kuli hai midirabonin, la yavad rabbonin, midirabonin didn't go so far to say, he should go boss of the way the meat is right now. That since midiraisa you go boss of the way the meat was before, and before the meat was left in the size of a kibetza. Now it blew up and became the size of a kibetza. So true, usually the rabbanon put a tumor, but maybe the rabbanon only put a tumor, what would have been a tumor diraisa. But here, pigla noisa is only tummy anyway midirabbanon. So it's like a two dirabbanons. Maybe the rabbanon will not make a tummy. Kamash mulon, that's the chiddush, yes. that still with Rabbanan, this pigul, this noiser is tummy. So Toshma, come in here. It says, Bosas, okay, no, if you have meat from an older animal, show you by kashir. The first, it was a shear of a kibetza. Vitzomak, and then the meat shrunk. Prophets, mikashir. Now became less than a shear, now it has no shear kibetza. So Lachar is tummy lishovar, that up until now the meat was tummy. But if it's Mikan Labo, from now onwards, though, since it's left the shear of a kibetza, it's not makabel tumor anymore, there's no tumor. So you see, look where you go, boss, the way it is right now. Someone says, oh, my rabbi says like this. Kol eichu de mikore hevi bay. If at the beginning there was a shear of a kibetza, vahashto lespe, and now there's no shear of a kibetza, ho lespe. Everybody agrees that right now there won't be any tumor. Right now it has no shear of a kibetza, but there's no tumor on it right now. And the opposite way. Kol eichu de mikore lo hevi bay. If at the beginning there was not a shear of a kibetza, vahashto hevi bay. But right now there is a shear of a kibetzer. Right now it blew up. There's a shear of a kibetzer of meat. Midrabbanan, that everybody's agreed, it has a kol potim tumah midrabbanan. Keep legal wisdom, I'll tell you.